Well, Mika, I do think it's important to support both the Ukrainian military and then, depending upon what happens and how quickly events unfold, supporting those who are putting up resistance. But I want to make another point, which is that we have to also make sure that within our own country, we are calling out those people who are giving aid and comfort to Vladimir Putin, who are talking about what a genius he is, what a smart move it is, who are unfortunately being broadcast by Russian media, not only inside Russia, but in Europe, to demonstrate the division within our own country. I just published an article about the national security emergency for democracy, and it starts here at home, where we have to be much more united in the face of what is a very real threat. This is heartbreaking, but it's also dangerous. And I think it's time for what's left of the Republican Party that has any common sense, not just to say, okay, go help defend Ukraine against Putin, but to stand against those people in politics and government, in the media and elsewhere in our own country who are literally giving aid and comfort to an enemy of freedom and democracy. It can't continue, because it plays right into the ambitions of not just Putin, but also President Xi of China, to undermine democracy, to literally divide and conquer the West without ever invading us, but by setting us against each other.